Collaborations are underway to expand our fight against cancer. This is the GW Medical Faculty Associates Podcast. I'm Dr. Mike. Let's talk with Dr. Eduardo Sotomayor. He's the director of the GW Cancer Center and professor of medicine at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences. Dr. Sotomayor, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
As the director of the GW Cancer Center, can you give us a little background into the center that you run?
I was recruited to George Washington University 4 years ago. Previously, I was at the Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, where I was seeing patients with lymphoma, but also running my own translational lab, looking at developing novel immunotherapies for cancer patients, in particularly with patients with lymphoma. 4 years ago, I was aware of the goals of GW to build new innovative cancer center here in the District of Columbia. And I was selected among several applicants to become the inaugural director of the GW Cancer Center. And the charge that I received from the senior leaders at the university was to bring under one umbrella, the cancer center, all the cancer-related activities, not only in terms of cancer care and cancer research, but also in terms of cancer prevention and cancer control, and more importantly, how to expand our education activities to our community. Mm-hmm. So one of the goals of the Cancer Center is to engage our community, identify their needs here in the district, and then provide solutions to the cancer care problem in our community. Mm-hmm. And the overall goal is to obtain National Cancer Institute designation within the next, in this case, in 2015 was within the next 10 years. So now I will say within the next 5 years. And actually, 2 weeks ago, we had a visit of the external advisory board of the Cancer Center, and they have seen our progress. They are seeing the impact that we are having in our community, and they are pleased to see our progress. They ask us to start writing the first draft of the application for NCI designation. Mm. So I am very pleased. Very nice. That appears a committee that is composed of peers from director of NCI, the Designated Cancer Center, that comes to see us every year. I have seen our progress. And I want to emphasize, so how we are building the cancer center. So what the first thing that we did was to assess what is our catchment area, what patients are coming to see us, and what is the demographics of our population here in D.C. So for instance, we realized that around 30 to 40% of the patients that are coming to George Washington University Hospital are Black African Americans. There is a 5 to 10% of Hispanic population. There is around 10% of members of the LGBTQ community. This is the one of the highest population in a city compared with other cities in the United States. And also we find out that, for instance, liver cancer has the highest incidence of mortality in the district compared with the rest of the United States. So therefore, we said, okay, so this is our population and these are their needs. Mm-hmm. So what are the problems that afflicted our Black African American population? Prostate cancer, high incidence, as well as more aggressive in Black African Americans. And one of our investigators find out what could be the molecular mechanism by which prostate cancer is more aggressive in Black African Americans. So another problem is multiple myeloma. This is a blood disorder, high incidence and in the Black African American population. So we are building programs based on the needs of our community.
Right, right.
So another example, our LGBTQ community. So when I ask, so what do we know about the impact of cancer diagnosis and care in this community? Little was known. So I engaged Mandy Chapman, who was already here, and now we are becoming one of the leaders in defining what are the needs for this population when they are diagnosed with cancer. And then I can give you another example, but I will tell you, so we are driven by the needs of our community. Right. We are providing multidisciplinary clinical care, which means that as we talk about prostate cancer patients, so we have the surgeons, we have the medical oncologists, we have the radiation oncologists, all in one place. And actually, one of the major changes that we did at the MFA, the Medical Faculty Associates, was to designate just one floor for all cancer patients. So cancer patients coming to us, rather than being moving from one office to the next to see different specialists, now they go to one place and we bring all the cancer specialists to that floor to provide what is called a comprehensive multidisciplinary cancer care.
Yes, yeah. And how? And so when you think of the interdisciplinary approach and you think about how you know you really are providing care that the community needs, how common is this throughout the United States? Or is the program at the GW Cancer Center, is this really a model for what the future of cancer care looks like?
Well, in terms of the multidisciplinary cancer care, so this is common among all the NCI designated cancer centers. So it's a requirement by the National Cancer Institute. And this is the model that we have at Moffitt Cancer Center. This is the model that I have seen at Johns Hopkins, so it's multidisciplinary care. But what is unique about us is that we are driven by what the community needs in the district, number one. Yeah. And number two is, for instance, so we were perhaps one of the first centers in the United States to ask the question, what are the needs of our LGBTQ population? And we are providing solutions to that. So we ask the question, so why a Black African American have more aggressive prostate cancer compared with others? So the first thing to think is, oh, maybe they don't have insurance or they don't have access. But so most of our Black African American population, this is they have insurance. So it's not that they don't have insurance, they have access. There is some features that their disease is different because there are some alterations that are unique for that population. So I think that's what we are bringing different.
Right.
And then the other thing that we are bringing to the table that is different is that we are working with engineers. So the cancer center is in the same building where we have engineers, from aeronautic engineers to electrical engineers and so on. So for instance, I am working with an engineer to use what is called a cold plasma. This is rocket fuel to activate the immune system to defeat cancer cells. So this is something new. So what we are looking is what we can do different and what we can be find niches that are going to not only to advance the field as a whole, but more importantly, to provide a better comprehensive multidisciplinary care to our cancer patients here in the district.
Yeah, that's fascinating too, and that's part of the collaborations that I was speaking about at the beginning of the interview. You are working with many different experts and specialties to really take that fight against cancer to the next level. You know, Dr. Sotomayor, to summarize, what would you like the listening audience to know about the fight against cancer?
So the message for them will be, so I was part of the, I would say, pioneer groups in the late 80s, early 90s, that we believe in the immune system, so that the immune system one day could defeat cancer. And I am very happy to see that during my lifespan, now we have several drugs, what we call checkpoint antibodies. We have CAR T cells, so all that are based in the belief that immune system can defeat cancer. So we know that immune system is strong enough. So what I tell my patients and my community is you need to take care of your immune system. How? Basics. Good diet, exercise, minimizing stress. I mean, stress releases a series of factors that immune system is not going to like.
Right.
So therefore, and also positive mind, because as far as you take good care of your immune system, then the immune system will help to prevent cancer, we believe. But also, if a patient is diagnosed with cancer, we are going to be relying more and more in our immune system to defeat cancer.
Yeah.
So having said that, we are still new to learn how the cancer centers are trying to escape the immune system. We still are going to need chemotherapy, radiation, and also early cancer diagnosis. So the best cancer is the cancer that never develops, or the cancer that we are going to cut early. If there is a small nodule, then can be removed. So that's my message. So be friendly with your own immune system. Learn to take care of your own immune system, because when you need it, he's going to be there for you.
That's Dr. Sotomayor. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. And I want to thank the audience for checking out this episode of GW Medical Faculty Associates Podcast. Please visit gwdocs.com. That's gwdocs.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. And be sure to check back soon for the next podcast. I'm Dr. Mike Smith. Thanks for listening.